and welcome to another episode of the Fifth Quarter Podcast. Guys, we're almost midway through the season. Nick, take it away.
Oh, boy. We're starting Thursday night football. Chiefs Broncos. Mahomes got hurt.
Yeah, it's ugly. But he's practicing, so...
That doesn't mean much. He's not going to play this week.
It doesn't, but it was really weird because he dislocated his kneecap. They popped it back in place. And I just wonder how urgent they are in bringing him back. And, yeah. I mean, they play the Packers and Vikings. It's not exactly, two games that you really want to lose. And they're not very easy opponents. And, you know, the Vikings have had a pretty good defense so far. And the Packers' defense isn't, one to look past. So, I mean, I'm curious as to what they're going to do.
Since they're in the AFC, they can afford to lose a little bit.
Yeah, they can tank for 3 weeks and get the second seed.
Yeah, the AFC West is a mess, so they can.
No. Back AFC that up a bit. AFC in general is a mess.
Yeah.
God,
the conference. What a weak conference. What a sorry conference.
Also, Joe Flacco has no business being in the NFL, but hey, he's in it. So
yeah,
only 6 points against that Chiefs defense. Not good.
Yeah, definitely not great. Let's move on. This game is not noteworthy outside of Mahomes getting hurt. The Rams, as expected, put a beat down on Atlanta. 1-6.
Jared Goff looked like a professional quarterback once again.
Atlanta defense does that to you.
Yeah, they do. And,
the Nats took the lead. Sorry.
It's such a mess over there that, Matt Ryan's now injured. And I don't know how you only put up 10 points against the Rams defense. They haven't been playing so well this year. But that O-line's a mess.
Yeah, they do not have no line.
And Matt Ryan is now paid for because of that. And I'm just curious as to what the heck the Falcons do whenever they draft players. Because, obviously, they drafted like two O-linemen this year.
I believe they're both out for the year.
Yeah, and it's just they have no luck in that position. And then your safety gets hurt. I think now – I mean, they just traded most of new. So I really wonder what kind of state the Falcons are in because they're in rebuilding, but they can't really rebuild with all that money they gave to Julio.
Yeah, actually, the Falcons are projected to have the least amount of cap space in the NFL next season. So,
yikes, man. That's going to be a painful position to be in.
They're going to have to get rid of some players, too, because they're projected to have negative cap space. So it's
your team sucks, and you can't rebuild.
Again, they're an Aguilar drop away from being 0-6.
Yeah.
0-7.
0-7. My bad. Forgive me for making the Falcons look even better or look good. Yeah.
Hey, but as for the Rams, when you're struggling – maybe the Falcons are the team you want to play.
Yo, also, did y'all see that Vic Beasley? They put him on the trading block, but nobody wants to trade for him.
Yeah, they got no offers for Vic.
Dude, what I don't know what exactly you're gonna get. Like when they offered him, like I don't know what you're planning on getting. Like, are you expecting like a seventh rounder? What do you want? I don't know. I thought that. If they were gonna pack, I thought that they should have packaged him with Mohamed Sanu. For being honest, I don't know what Bill could do with him, but maybe he'd find some sort of value in him. But I just don't know like what you can what do you get for Mohamed? For not for Mohamed Sanu. You got a second rounder, 2 second rounders, I think.
Just one, I think.
But okay, but basically, I don't know what you get for Vic Beasley. You could probably get like cash considerations if that's the thing.
It's not a thing in the NFL.
Yeah, I don't know. I just said that. I mean, that's all I could think of. So
that's all he's worth. I don't even know how cash considerations works in the NBA, man. Like, what the
I
hell?
Don't,
they
I
just,
don't
like,
either.
Slip each other like $1,000. Like, hey, here you go. Buy something nice if you take this player off my hands.
Oh man! Oh, can't wait for Andrew Wiggins to go away. For his stats tonight have been trash, but can't wait for him to be given away for cash considerations.
Oh man! All right, I think we can move on.
You get out of this game. The Dolphins and the Bills. This is a close one for most of the game.
Shout out to the Dolphins for actually leading in this game. Actually, had Bills fans a little frustrated.
The Bills had to drop 22 in the fourth quarter.
It was a weird game. That's a weird score, man. I don't know.
Dude,
I guess
the Bills are just one of these ugly teams that they're gonna play a lot of inferior competition, so they're gonna win these ugly games and actually end up having a decent record at the end of the year, even though I don't think they're that great of a team.
I think their defense is pretty solid. It's just their offense.
Offense is garbage. I mean, their defense. I mean, allowed 21 points to the Dolphins. So
yeah, I get that, but I still
no. Yeah, their defense is definitely what's the best part about their team, but I don't know, man.
I'm trying to think who from the Bills got the onside kick attempt.
I do not
when
know.
The Dolphins tried, but
it was Micah Hyde.
Thank you. He like spun around. It was really cool, but yeah. I don't know. This isn't really a game that you can take much. I mean, other than the fact that the Bills are 5-1, it's not exactly like a dominant 5-1 in the same way that maybe some other teams are 5-1. Hey, like,
learn how to win ugly.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, every team has to learn how to win ugly. But I'm just saying, like, for example, the other one-loss team, Saints, Packers. You know, I wouldn't associate the Bills with those teams, so
yeah.
You really wouldn't. They don't have the offensive firepower to keep up with a lot of these 5-1, 6-1 teams.
But I do think
I don't even know if they're a top 10 team, though, to be honest.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say I don't even think they need. The thing is, I don't think they need that offensive, you know, juggernaut team. I think that as long as they're playing, you know, mid-level teams and lower, they can pull out wins just with that defense and Josh Allen just doing whatever he does.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely a playoff contender, but nowhere near a Super Bowl contender. Yeah, they're gonna have to start playing some good teams if they make it to the playoffs. So
yeah, like their one loss is what to New England. Yeah, and I mean that's a pretty good loss, but it's still an interesting.
I mean, they pretty much share the Patriots schedule, so they're probably gonna get in the playoffs, but I don't. They're not going to do anything there.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't trust the Bills. I don't think they're for real.
Well, you don't trust them to make it to the playoffs or do anything?
I mean, in the AFC, it's going to be like the last time they made the playoffs. They're just probably going to lose first round.
I mean, like, I'm going to look at – let me look at the rest of their schedule. Give me one second.
Oh, it's so easy.
Yeah. They play an AFC East schedule.
Yeah, I mean, they got
Well, the one thing you have to think about, they play damn near the same schedule as the Patriots do.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I said, yeah.
I mean, their tough games are just Eagles, Browns, Cowboys, Ravens.
We're not including the Browns for a tough game, are we?
I was about to say, are we including the Eagles for that's a tough game, are
yeah,
we?
Yeah, I still think yes. Yeah,
roughly.
I still think yes.
We'll get into what we think of the Eagles a bit
Eagles,
later.
Okay, Eagles, Cowboys, Ravens. Those are the rest. And Patriots. Those are the only tough games they have left. I thought they played the Vikings, but I guess I forgot the – I thought the – never mind. I guess they played them last year, so that counts.
Yeah, you only play an NFC team every 4 years.
Yeah. I thought it was divisional. I'm that's my bad. That's on me. But yeah, I think that, we did play your division last year. Fuck. We played the NFC East this year. That's totally my bad. But yeah, Eagles, they got three more tough games. They're three winnable games. And then probably the Patriots game is the next one that they lose.
Wait, did you throw the Cowboys in on that stretch?
Because I think so. Yeah. I think that's going to be a tough – that's going to be an interesting game.
No, no, like, I thought you missed them. That's why I was asking.
No. I corrected it. So it's Eagles, Cowboys, and Ravens that I think are going to be challenging games for them. And then the Patriots I just put down as a loss. Like, if – I want to say this loosely. Don't take any – if the Bills went 14-2, would you be stunned? Yes. I think yes.
I actually – I would.
It's achievable. It's achievable because they're scheduled – this fucking 15-1
is achievable because they have that many games left.
But I mean, I could see maybe I think they could probably.
I think 12-4 is probably their peak. Even with that easy schedule, I just don't trust them enough to do anything.
I think they could beat. I think they lose to the Ravens probably just because Lamar Jackson is just pretty crazy somehow. Man's willing teams. And I think that they can beat the Cowboys. Yeah, I think that they're a 10+1 team at the moment with just their schedule.
Oh, yeah, easily a 10-win team.
And,
yeah.
But it's just if Josh Allen holds up and man, that AFC East schedule this year, well, mainly for the Patriots and the Bills, man.
Garbage.
It is trash. All right, we can move on from this.
That's enough Bills talk. The Viking. Oh, no, wait. Gotta talk about this one first. The Jaguars beat the Bengals 27-17.
Minshew mania. Nick Foles is gonna start over him once he's back. It's already confirmed. I think he's already practicing and he's gonna be back soon. And Yeah, I still think Foles is the better quarterback. So
yeah, definitely. I mean,
probably. Yeah, but hang on, here's my question: can the Bengals go 0-16?
Trade AJ Green. You should.
Because they only can if they beat the Dolphins, because they play each other.
Golly.
It's gonna be. Now we're gonna have to see.
So we get to see Redskins. We saw Redskins Dolphins, and then we get to see Bengals Dolphins. Second to last game of the year.
It should be prime time. We need prime time. Andy Dalton versus the Dolphins.
They can flex it if they want. If only we got Bengals Redskins. See, that'd be peak. That would be peak.
I'm telling you, Bengals Dolphins at prime time would be the greatest thing.
That was a prime time game 3 years ago, actually. I remember
I mean, the Bengals are a lost cause. Andy Dalton should be gone.
They were a lost cause before the season started. Everybody knew they sucked.
Hey, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see if both those teams are 0-14 going into that game. Oh,
boy.
Because, they both want Tua. So, are you going to – you will see players, stopping at the one, because the players will be fighting for their jobs. But it'll just be interesting to see how that game plays out.
In the words of the great Greg Cody, writer of the Miami Herald, going for Tua when the Dolphins went for a 2-point conversion. And so I mean that's basically it. It's just
that's an awesome headline.
It's really funny, but it's kind of sad, man. It's pretty embarrassing, if I'm being, including for me, just more the Bengals, because they have, I mean, Tyler Boyd, Auden Tate, Joe Mixon,
their offensive line is like a JV high school unit.
It is. But the rest of their offense should be fine. Hey, just name wise.
Do the Patriots play the Bengals?
They do. I was looking at their schedule.
Of course they do.
We're on to Cincinnati.
Let's get off this game. The Vikings beat the Lions 42-30. One PM Kirk Cousins.
So I think Kirk Cousins at the moment is probably the best quarterback. Just statistically, if you look at his last three games,
that's your point.
Makes me want to kill myself.
And I'm
what the hell?
And guess what?
It's not true.
A bum.
I don't know about that, man.
He's still a bum.
Look, he's not.
Let the lights hang on. Let me turn the lamp up from low to medium and watch him shrivel up like SpongeBob from the SpongeBob movie.
He plays prime time tomorrow or Thursday.
So if he shoots the bed against the Redskins. Holy crap.
I truly am interested in that game because, one, revenge, the revenge hashtag narrative.
We'll talk about this, the ultimate revenge game later.
Yeah, there's a lot of revenge in that game. Yeah, we'll get to it.
Primetime Cousin shrivels up like SpongeBob from the SpongeBob movie when he's pulled out of the water and put on the desk.
All right.
And that happens to him.
I mean, sadly for the Vikings, they got 5 primetime games left, so maybe.
And that blows my mind. It blows my mind that they gave him 5 primetime games knowing who their quarterback is. But listen to this. So in the last 3 weeks, Kirk Cousins, this is from Andrew Siciliano on Twitter, 976 yards, 10 touchdowns, 1 pick. And as of this from Evan Silva on Twitter, Kirk Cousins leads the NFL in yards per pass attempt at 9.1.
Is it safe?
Leads the NFL in passer rating at 114.3. Ranks 5th in touchdown passes. Ranks 4th in completion rate at 69.8. Nice. Has completed at 7% above expectation. Or passes at 7% above expectation. Third best in NFL. I don't know what that means. But basically, when you play 3 trash defenses, your stats look really good. Actually, I don't know about the Lions if I want to say trash defense. Yes.
Oh, I didn't pull it up. I was going to play weird dolphin noises while you were doing that, but it didn't work out.
But basically, to summarize,
Kirk Cousins is a bum.
Kirk Cousins was blessed by the schedule gods, bro. Adam Thielen called him trash, and then they're like, "Oh, look at these shitty defenses we're playing." Okay,
I don't know.
We
can
open up the playbook.
Not as blessed as the Patriots. I don't. Kirk Cousins sees those 5 primetime games and he shits himself. So.
What's his can one of you guys find the? I'm gonna find his record for primetime. Isn't it 5-26 now? Or
no,
something like
5-27 is his record against winning teams in his career.
Oh, he got one this year though. He added 2.
Yes,
that's
why he has 5.
Oh, I thought it was okay. I thought it was 5 before.
No, it was 4.
Did he beat again? Or his team, not him? Was it the Bears?
They lost to the Bears. They lost to the Bears when he went 7 of 27.
The Eagles were technically. Yeah. Damn.
No, they weren't. The Eagles were 3-2.
Probably 3-2, right?
No.
All right. Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, and this Eagles should have been 3-2.
This is from Mark Schlereth in December 11th, 2018.
Let's see.
Kirk Cousins' record in primetime games was 5-13.
Yeah, they were
as of December 11th, 2018.
You said five and what?
5-13.
Since when?
This is December 11th, 2018. So they probably – I don't know if they had any primetime games after that. This is last year, but I don't think they played in many primetime games after that. So it's probably still the same. And I'm just wondering, and we're going to talk about it a lot more – I don't know how much more we're going to talk about later. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they're going to handle five primetime games. Their defense is legit, and then, you know, they're – except Marvin, letting Marvin Jones score four times. But other than that – Vikings are a pretty solid team. It's just
the Vikings have a bad secondary. Xavier Rhodes is getting burned this year.
Do they still have Trey Waynes or whatever?
I think they do.
That's the only other person on that secondary I would know.
Harrison Smith? I was about to say Harrison Smith, white secondary if I'm correct, right? He's a white boy?
Yeah.
Ah, look at that.
All right. Let's move on to a much better game. The Packers pummeled the Raiders 42-24.
Much better game, okay.
Yeah, what about that one?
What about
it? I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I 42-24. Aaron Rodgers threw for five, ran one in, had as many touchdowns as incompletions. Mm.
Jesus. Marquez Valdes-Scantling had two catches for 133 yards and a touchdown.
Yep. So it's air yards.
Bro, some people are saying Aaron Rodgers, and it kind of, like, happens sometimes. That's like 21 fantasy points. He does better with crappy receivers. And I don't know why.
He's out to silence people.
It's the Raiders. I don't know why I said it's the Packers. The Raiders.
Are the Packers still fraudulent, Johan?
You know what? When you beat the Raiders, things can be different.
I don't think this game would prove that you're not or are fraudulent. I mean,
yeah.
I guess how many wins
does it take?
I mean, look. You have some pretty solid wins. I mean, it's what, Bears, Vikings, and then the Cowboys that are some pretty good wins.
There's 3-0 in the division.
Yeah, but to be honest, yeah, you know, we thought Trubisky wasn't too. I mean, we didn't think he was good, but Jesus, we didn't know the Bears defense. I mean, offense would be that bad.
Which we'll get into. What was I going to say?
I did.
Yeah. But what I was going to say, I mean, other than that Lions win, I think that's the only one that you could really question for the Packers. But y'all are playing pretty well.
I remember you last week saying we were fraudulent.
No, I called y'all frauds when y'all played the Eagles.
You said it last week.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I called y'all frauds because y'all won off of some stupidity. But yes.
I mean, didn't, but.
Yes.
Mom didn't. Tell Matt Stafford to learn how to throw a touchdown.
Look, man, like I said, if I was in the same position as
Matt Stafford can only throw well when it's in garbage time.
Did you guys see all the Lions fans in the crowd dressed up as refs? With like the blind sunglasses on and stuff. That was so funny.
We went 0-5 in the red zone.
Again. Nick, I'm not disagreeing with you because as a Patriots fan, I literally get all the calls. And guess what? I don't care.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, well, hold on. You think the Bills are legit, don't you? Johan, you think the Bills are legit?
I picked them to be a playoff team.
Yeah, it's what makes them legit. What are their character wins over the Dolphins?
I don't think Johan ever said the Bills were legit.
I said that they were going to go to playoffs. I never said they were, like, legit. I just called them a fake 5-1.
So you don't think they're a legit good team?
Oh, my God. Okay, Hayden. I want you.
Johan, are they a good team or not?
Hayden. Do you recall me saying I don't think that the Bills are a 5-1 in the same way that the Packers are a one-loss team?
No,
yeah, the
Saints. Those words. I said those exact words.
So you agree the Bills aren't that good of a team.
They're not a legit team. I think that their defense is really solid and that their offense is very, very rough.
The Bills are like a 9-7 team if they played like a normal schedule, but since they're playing a really easy schedule, they're like a 11-5.
Yeah, I never said that I don't expect the Bills to be in the second week of the playoffs. Like, I don't expect to see them in the divisional round. That's my opinion. I think they'll make the playoffs because their schedule's just so gosh darn easy. It depends on Josh Allen's health. We already talked about the Bills.
Yeah.
All right, I think we can move on, guys.
Okay, the Colts beat the Texans.
I knew this would happen too, man. Like the classic Texans letdown game after a big win.
Yo, that's how Jacoby Brissett is nice. He's, you know.
God, this division is garbage. And I think Deshaun Watson, not getting enough hate, for being honest. Like he's having an okay season, but like he's still turning the ball over and throwing interceptions and shit too, but no one likes to talk about that for some reason. So I don't know what's going on there.
Quarterbacks to turn the ball over. Isn't that a bitch?
I wouldn't. Well, I guess I would, but
oof.
Never mind. But Kyle Allen doesn't throw interceptions, so.
You're right.
The he last just quarterback fumbles. In the NFL, he just fumbles, yeah. But
he's opposite of Cam, where he doesn't. It's not his throwing, it's just his ball handling.
Yeah, he's the last quarterback in the NFL without a pick, so we'll see how long that lasts.
Oh, yeah, including him playing San Fran, but we'll talk about that later.
Marlon Mack's out here struggling. 18 for 44. That's a Lamar Miller stat line.
It's okay. Carlos Hyde didn't do any better with 12 for 35.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, just imagine
this. I have no interest in this game.
Andrew Luck didn't retire. Colts would be.
If Andrew Luck didn't turn into a bitch and run away.
Okay, well, I'm not gonna say that.
Well, I mean, look, good win for the Colts. I'm pretty sure they're leading their division. They are.
You want to talk about fraudulent teams? You circle both of these teams. Jesus. These teams are masquerading with four wins each.
Yes. The Indianapolis. Hey, just like to say I'd like to say that the Colts don't have a good win other than, you know, going to Arrowhead and keeping Kansas City to 13 points. But, you know, or a good division win.
I mean, I think beating the Texans is a good win, even though, like...
I think beating the Colts is a really good win at home. I mean, beating the Chiefs is a really good win.
That is a really good win.
So I
don't know what to think about the Colts. Maybe they're probably a... One of these teams is going to be a wild card team, so we'll see.
If they play in the NFC, they'd probably be 2-4.
Yeah, but, you know, what are you going to do? I say we should move on.
Oh, let's move on to a great game. The Cardinals Astros beat the Giants.
Danny Dimes, bro.
Danny Cardinals, Depression. 3-3 Danny Dumpster one. Fire.
Look at the Cardinals with a not shitty record.
Dud.
I think they've...
Danny Depression.
Danny Dumpster Fire.
They're 3-3 at the moment. They're on a 3-game winning streak at the moment.
They are, yep.
It's
I don't think they've beaten any good teams. I know the Falcons are one of those, and the Giants are one. And the Bengals
wins. They've combined three
beat
the Cardinals.
They've beat the Bengals, Falcons, and Giants. But, you know, I think this is one of those teams where I don't really care about the quality of wins because it's just nice seeing them win. It's nice seeing, you know, the Cardinals get dubs. Because they're not going to get them from good teams.
Dude, and Daniel Jones is another quarterback that's not getting enough hate either. Like,
this dude had one good debut week, and he's been shit.
Yeah, he has 6 touchdowns, 7 interceptions already.
That's New York for you.
Add the fumbles in. Make it 9.
You would think New York would be harder on him. But for some reason, I guess to make up for all the hate when they drafted him, they're now just glossing over the fact that he's actually not doing great. So who knows, man?
What does our mutual Giants fan think about Danny Depression?
Well, he's not a real Giants fan.
Does he actually watch the Giants games?
He pretty much glosses over Danny Dimes during bad.
Hey, man, I want to know who watches Giants games.
The people that are forced to in New York.
Yeah, the people who are. Well, that's how.
God, dude, I feel bad with the Falcons down here. New York sports fans. They have to watch the Jets play every
Yo,
week.
Yo, that is
Giants
true, huh? We literally are subjected to watching Falcons games.
Yeah, we have to watch. We get Falcons blackouts down here.
I'm okay with week just because we're playing Falcons are playing
I don't
the Seahawks.
Shout out to
Red Zone.
Reddit streams.
Shout out to Red Zone. That's what I'm giving a shout out to.
Hey,
all right.
Hang on. We got another heater up here. 49ers beat the Redskins 9-0.
They're not called the Niners for nothing. But
shut up.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
when you this is the definition of ugly game. Like,
did you see the rain during the
game? It was bad.
They were literally like, it was like the whole field was a slip and slide. It was insane.
It was weird, man. It was an interesting game, just off the weather alone.
What a trash game.
God, George Kittle only 4 points in fantasy. That
killed me. Why would you start George Kittle?
Because I didn't know this game was a monsoon.
Well, somebody needs to, you know, hit Twitter before game starts.
Well, you know, I probably should have done that.
I think, let's move on. Nick Bosa who dolphin died on the field?
I feel like, yeah.
Oh, you want to talk about the Redskins?
No, I want to talk about the Niners. They're undefeated. They're the only undefeated team. Oh, no. That's the only real undefeated team that's played a halfway decent schedule left.
Who have the Niners beaten again? They beat the Redskins. They beat the Browns.
I was talking out of my ass. I didn't know. I wasn't looking at their schedule. I was mostly taking shots at Johan. They played the Rams.
Okay, that's fair.
They dominated the Rams.
That's fair. They beat the Rams. Yeah. But then again, so did the Buccaneers.
Well, yeah, I don't know. This game is a weird one just because it was really ugly. You're playing a trash team.
I'd also like to point out this Utah Jazz Oklahoma City game is one of the ugliest things I've ever seen in my life.
How, man, poor Chris Paul.
It's 80-80. And the fourth quarter is halfway off.
Shout out to the Hornets for winning their first game.
Neither of these teams are going to put up 100.
Oh, yeah, Chris Paul, 17 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists.
Also,
and Gilgeous Alexander, 25 points, 1 rebound, and no assists.
Wait, what? He's a guard.
Thunder. OKC.
He came over in the PG trade. We'll talk about NBA in the other NBA podcast. Let's move on.
At some point.
The Chargers and the Titans. Another.
The Chargers had 2 touchdowns taken, 2 game winning touchdowns.
Which of us picked the Titans? Who picked the Titans? Because I sided with you, and it's kind of funny.
I think that was me.
Yeah.
I did not pick the Titans.
It's pretty sad, man.
I said Ryan Tannehill breakout season incoming, and look where we are.
The Chargers are looking pretty sad, man.
Undefeated Chargers, right?
Yeah, man. My pick was horrible. Lord knows I didn't think that.
Let's all remember. Johan picked a team missing their best defensive player, their best offensive player. Their quarterback was aging. They had an injured O-line. And this man's picking their 16-0.
Me and Nick literally put them on the teams to disappoint.
I picked the Bills to make the playoffs.
I still had the Chargers in the playoffs because I didn't think they'd be this shitty. But,
I think I did.
I picked the Bills to make the playoffs.
Didn't the Chargers start off super shitty last year and they turned it around?
Yeah, they lost. They started 0-2 and they finished like 12-4, 13-3.
Yeah, so you know, there's still something there.
No, sure. There's no hope. There's no hope.
I guess. Yeah, no, man. And Melvin Gordon, what? Didn't he fumble to end the game? It's not looking
pretty. I don't
know
if he fumbled, but they literally called 2 straight touchdowns.
Melvin Gordon fumbled twice in a row.
Yeah.
He was lucky one of them wasn't called.
It's not looking good, and that offense is rough. You know, it's not looking good for the Chargers. Or their revenue. Lord knows it's not looking good for their money.
They're getting money from the opposing fans, okay?
They can't get fans into a 25,000-seat stadium, and they're about to go play in an 80,000-seat stadium. Has anybody thought it? Like, they're going to be playing in an empty stadium.
That's going to be amazing to see.
It's going to be full of opposing fans.
Yeah, let's be honest.
Is it going to be?
Yeah.
There's empty seats at their current stadium. There's empty seats.
Well, I don't know how Titans. I don't know how good Titans fans are when it comes to traveling.
Well, no, Eagles, this Steelers. Game was in Tennessee, by the way.
Yeah.
So
I was referring to the game against the Steelers, where they played the Steelers fight song in Los Angeles.
It's not a good look, man. All right, moving
fucking
on.
Goof.
Mitchell Trubisky needs to go to the XFL.
Shout out to all the garbage time points he got.
Yeah,
he did.
This game, for all intents and purposes, this game ended 36-10.
The Bears are done. They're done.
They're
3-3.
Free Allen Robinson.
Hang on, the only good player on
that offense.
You said free Allen Robinson. Let's rewind the clock 2 calendar years to free agency 2016 when Allen Robinson chose to take less money to join the Bears over the Packers. Just remember that.
He joined the Bears last year, didn't he?
No. It was either free agency 2017 or 2016.
It was 2017, I think. Cause, no, he played 28. No, last year.
This is his second year with the Bears. I had him on fantasy last year.
Yeah, so last year was his first year.
Yeah, so last year was his first year.
So, free agency 2017.
Well, I mean, Nick, you make that point, but the Bears made it over the Packers in the playoffs last
year. And look what's happening now. This man, he chose Mitchell Trubisky to be his quarterback. He put himself in the situation.
Maybe no one wants to deal with Aaron Rodgers and his personality
issues. Imagine being forced to have Aaron Rodgers throw the ball at you.
Ugh. To be fair, what a horrible the Packers existence. Missed the playoffs last year.
That's what I'm saying.
This year they're looking better. Like, and it's just, yeah, I don't know. Their defense isn't as good as we thought it was.
Well, their defense is breaking because their offense can't do anything. You can only put so much pressure on that defense. Latavius Murray
ran for 120 on them.
I just want to know why Mitchell Trubisky's throwing 54 times.
Because Matt Nagy's a shitty coach. Also,
he needs to be throwing 10 times.
Matt Nagy's a shitty coach.
If the Chicago Bears adopted a triple option, I wouldn't blame them. They shouldn't be throwing the ball.
Matt Nagy's a shitty coach.
Like, if Paul Johnson became the offensive coordinator, I'd be like, good move. Dude. Don't throw the ball. You're not moving the ball at all. How do you throw 34 times and only get 251 yards?
How much do you think the Jags value Gardner Minshew?
It depends on what they think about Nick Foles, which they paid him a lot of money.
If the Bears got Gardner Minshew, they would instantly get better.
No, that's true. But at the end of the day, you have to for that to go down. You have to wonder, you know, how much do we value? How much do the Jags value Gardner? Because you know Nick Foles is injured. You know, you want to keep. At the end of the day, having a good backup and Nick Foles knows this really well. Having a good backup is very valuable in the NFL.
But, like, would you not take a second-round pick for Gardner Minshew?
But do we even know how good Gardner Minshew is?
He is better than Mitchell Trubisky, I'll tell you
Oh,
that.
No, I'm not telling you that's wrong. But, like,
we know I'm how pretty good sure Chicago's Mitchell Trubisky given is. Up
some pick. Like,
at least Gardner Minshew, Minshew can get better.
But how many good picks does Chicago have? They traded for Khalil Mack, and that, you know, that got some of their picks.
Well, hang on. Why would the Jaguars even trade Gardner Minshew? What's the point?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, how much do they value Gardner? If they value there's him been, a lot, well,
that's kind of the highly. Question. Like,
take this season alone. It's valuable to have a good backup.
But, like,
imagine if the Saints just had, like, a bottom-tier backup quarterback.
That the Bears have to give.
They probably have to throw a minimum of a second rounder.
Hayden,
that's what I'm
put
saying.
It like
and
this.
If I'm the Bears, I would do that.
Hayden, their four losses, three of them are what? One possession games in which they beat playoff teams at the moment or winning record. Like the Chiefs game was ugly, but that Texans game, they lost by one. They lost by seven to the Panthers and lost by seven to the Saints.
I mean, yeah, those are good teams.
They're hanging in there.
I mean, I guess in that division, I guess they still have a chance.
If I were the Jags, don't give them up until you get a first. There's no point.
I could get that kind of.
A first is a little aggressive.
There's no point.
For Gardner Minshew. Just because he wears. I'm not offering a first for some dude that wears jorts and has a mustache, but it can just throw it to DJ Chark.
Huh. But I mean, my point is if the Bears are going to have any kind of a successful season, they need another quarterback.
And where are you going to get one?
But
you're going to have to pay up for
But it's
one.
Also on the offensive coordinator for knowing his quarterback shit. And guess what?
I mean, you were 54 passing plays to 7 running plays. That's not a balanced offense.
I don't think Matt Nagy realizes his quarterback passing, shit, bro.
The Saints went 38 passing to 35 running. That's a balanced offense. That's with a backup quarterback.
That's with a backup running back.
Like you've already seen Nick Foles get hurt. And if you know you have a good backup, that's useful. Imagine if the Saints.
What if the Bears trade for Nick Foles, if we're being honest?
Imagine if the Saints had a shitty backup and Teddy Bridgewater's come in and they've gone undefeated since. Imagine if they just had a shitty backup. They could be sitting at like, I don't know, they could be a 3-3. Or they played 7 games. They could be a 3-4.
No, I understand. If they have a shitty backup. I understand the importance of having a good backup quarterback. But
so there's no point to give one up unless you're given an insane deal.
Insane? See, that's where I disagree. Because
there's no point. If you're just giving up for a second, you're like, all right, cool, we got a second. But now we've got fucking Chad Kelly as our backup.
I mean, it's not like this year's been a weird year where a bunch of quarterbacks are going down. You don't expect your starting quarterback to get injured.
You don't, but you've got to have a contingency plan. I bet you the Packers didn't expect Rodgers to have three season-ending injuries. but he did. And they had to wheel out DeShon Kizer, Brett Hundley, to play backup. I bet you they regret not having a good backup quarterback.
Right, so you value backup quarterback. Bring back Matt Flynn. Yeah. As a first-round pick. I don't.
Not as a first-round pick, but I think that's what you'd have to give up to get Gardner at this point.
Throw Matt Flynn in there in, like, biggest frauds of all time.
I mean, this man played 60 phenomenal minutes and got paid.
Paid.
The Seahawks shelled out for this dude.
Did he start a game for the Seahawks?
No, I don't think Russell he did. Wilson I think Russell Wilson took that job like immediately. Don't forget, he threw 7 touchdowns and then there was a Madden achievement based off of him.
God, dude, imagine a world where Matt Flynn's the starting quarterback for the Seahawks instead of Russell Wilson.
If these the fools Denver don't Broncos take a fourth get, round shot.
The Denver Broncos don't get embarrassed and Peyton Manning doesn't have to wait till his arm is noodles to win another Super Bowl. That man had a GOAT season only to get embarrassed in the Super Bowl. And how did we know it was going to be bad? Because what was it? The snap and like the...
Yeah, first play of the game.
First play of the game, the snap flew over his head. Yeah.
There's like a bet you could make that for the first score was a safety. I don't know if anyone did it, but
I put down a dollar on that. If I could bet, or if it was available here in Georgia, I'd totally put down a dollar.
Maybe
on
eventually
safety on the first play, because what you put down a dollar, you're not losing much.
Yeah, but... it was probably like 1,000-1 odds, if not higher. So you get like $1,000.
But yeah, I mean, having a good backup is very important.
I'm going to get this train back on track. Let's finish it this week up. The Ravens,
speaking of the Seahawks.
Ravens beat the Seahawks 30-16.
Shout out to Lamar Jackson, man.
Shout out to Russell Wilson for not playing a good game.
Lamar Jackson's passing.
Russell Wilson threw his first interception.
Nobody has said that. Russell Wilson played a terrible game.
The Ravens defense wasn't good. Yeah, I watched
20 for 41, a QB with under 50% completion percentage.
Both of them were under 20%. Mm, listen, but
I think Russell Wilson's allowed to have a bad game.
Yeah.
You normally don't see him have bad games. And this is his first one of the year. So, I mean, that's pretty much the reason they lost.
Also, by the way, look, Lamar Jackson, not exactly the greatest quarterback, but damn it, if he's not the best playmaker, that man...
Dude, Lamar Jackson might be ridiculous. Getting into MVP consideration.
He should be.
If they keep winning like this.
Yeah, I mean, he's carrying his team. But
this division is theirs to lose right now.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, at this moment, they might be the second best team in the AFC.
They might be. Yeah, Patrick
Mahomes.
And
it's weird because Lamar Jackson's not even throwing that well. Like, in the beginning of the season, it was so stressed on. He's not going to run. He's not going to run. Then as soon as they let him run, it's like, all right, okay, we should just let the guy do what he does best, which is just make plays, and including like on that 4th-and-2, where I don't know how many teams, run the ball on a 4th-and-2 or even run a 4th-and-2, but what they let him like scramble and he scored a touchdown.
I will say he hasn't played a good defense yet, so I'm interested to see if teams when they start playing his running ability. And force him to throw the ball, how that's going to work out. They play the Patriots next after their bye week. So
that's going to be a crazy
it'll
game.
It'll be interesting to see how Lamar Jackson does against them, because the Patriots are going to force Lamar Jackson to throw the football. And with that Patriots
defense,
that's also
going to be the first
man,
Patriots
holy
offense.
Crap.
That's also going to be the first offense of the Patriots that the Patriots play that might be like actually, that can move the ball.
Yeah, that has a pulse. Yeah.
Yeah.
First team with a pulse that you've played all season long.
I mean, other than the Patriots and the Bills, and the 49ers, they don't really play many impressive defenses. So, they'll be fine, I think.
Yeah, we'll see.
Cleveland is going to be really interesting week 16. So,
Lamar Jackson had 116 rushing yards and a touchdown.
I would say the Rams they probably have a good defense now that they got Jalen Ramsey. So that could be interesting to see him play the Rams as well.
Yeah, I think that just his playmaking ability is probably – it balances out whatever flaws he has passing-wise. Eagles beat the
– Yeah, Eagles didn't beat anybody.
Eagles did not beat anybody. Yeah. Cowboys just destroy the Eagles.
I watched maybe like 2 seconds of this game and that's it. So I really don't know what to – I'll let
Carson
you guys
Wentz
take control
like
of
shit.
This one.
Hang on. Hold on. I got to say this. Speaking of playing like shit, Mike Conley is 1-for-16.
Oh, that free agent. Or no, yeah, y'all – no, trade.
Trade.
My bad. That new trade. Oh, yeah.
All right, next.
Hey, man, all his best years
No,
are
we don't
wasted.
We don't have to get to next. Just go ahead
Zach
and say
Randolph
the score.
Zach Randolph was like
oh, yeah.
His only teammate.
Monday night, the Patriots played a bunch of ghosts. 33-0.
Bro, hey, Kid C Ghost, shout out Cuddy, shout out Yay.
Who?
Darnold was bad.
Shout out to James White for getting stopped at the 1 yard line.
Yo, wait, so if I'm correct, right, I think ESPN posted it. Darnold's the first quarterback to throw 5 picks or turn the ball over 5 times since Peterman?
Nope, not true. Not true. Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
Had 6 turnovers against the Panthers this year.
My bad.
Yeah, that was like 2 weeks ago.
Come on, Johan.
Yeah, that's on me. But
shout out to Jameis Winston. You don't want to be thrown in with Jameis Winston when it comes to
you don't want your name anywhere in there. That's
when
a
it comes to garbage
to
time
in.
Yards,
wait,
sure, you want to be with Jameis Winston.
Don't
not,
the Bucks? Don't we get Bucks Titans this week?
Yeah.
Oh man, they gotta put in Mariota for
battle
that. One.
The
they should.
No,
we need
continue,
that.
They gotta continue the Ryan Tannehill breakout season.
But
no, you're gonna see Jameis Winston get benched now. It's gonna be the battle of the.
Oh,
the
no.
Former quarterbacks.
But yeah,
not
Patriots
Ryan Griffin.
Win.
No,
we don't really talk about this one. It there's not much.
Yeah, let's get out of this.
Shout out to
this
me for picking the Jets. Thinking they're
all
this
right,
game.
And teams on bye were the Panthers, Browns, Steelers, Bucks. All right. Well, now.
All right, let's make fun of some fools.
It's time for Nick. Go ahead.
All right, Melvin Gordon. This poor dude, man. He held out for his money. He didn't get his money. He came back and is playing like shit, then openly admitted it was a mistake not showing up for training camp. This poor dude.
Secure the bag alert.
God, this dude may have just lost the bag.
He fumbled it. Legitimately. Fumbled the bag. So the Chargers are your first crappy team, I'm guessing?
I think he's just calling out Melvin Gordon.
Yeah, I'm just calling Melvin Gordon. This week featuring individual players. Number 4,
okay.
Danny Dumpster Fire. Whew. it stinks in New York right now. The combined quarterback play between Sam Darnold and Danny Depression is about half as good as what 3-year Letterman is getting out of his youth football team.
Oh my gosh.
Legendary Twitter account.
Dude,
this dude had one good game. He came out and killed the Buccaneers. A whoopty fucking do. Everybody kills the Buccaneers.
Don't forget, Matt Gabe missed a field goal for that. So
yeah.
The narrative could be a lot different.
Daniel Jones that played at Duke is coming out. This dude played like, what was it, 14 college games and played like shit in almost all of them?
Well, he had like one good game, I think.
Against who?
I don't remember.
Southeastern Carolina State.
Topeka Institute of the Blind.
Okay, listen.
North Carolina,
I mean,
Arts and Technology.
Like, we can't just say that Daniel Jones is going to be a bum. It's his first year.
You know what he is right now? He's a bum. Him and Kirk Cousins can go party together. They can take Sam Darnold and Joe Flacco.
At least Daniel Jones has an upside. Kirk Cousins, we know what he is.
Daniel Jones and Mitchell Trubisky
are
the same fucking player.
Kirk Cousins is elite if it's 1 p.m. and you're playing a team with a losing record. He's probably the greatest quarterback of all time in that specific area.
Kirk Cousins needs 2 of the 5 Infinity Stones to win a game. He's the fucking Time Stone and the Reality Stone?
No, the Reality Stone would not help him.
But not. Oh, just show people what he really is. That's the prime time game. Come on, Joe Flacco. Did you guys see what who the hell is the Broncos coach now? Is it
Vic Fangio?
Did you see what he said about his team play?
I did not.
I didn't either.
A reporter asked him what he thought was wrong with the team, and he said, "Go look at the film. You'll see what's wrong there."
but that's on their QB scout, the best QB scout of all time.
And Joe Flacco is pretty good.
John Elway.
He's no Paxton Lynch, but he's pretty good.
Dude, John Elway needs to be fired just off his quarterback.
God,
picks,
he needs
bro.
To go.
Like, what? Okay, it's Paxton Lynch, Trevor Siemian, Brock Osweiler, Peyton Manning. Literally,
he threw 80 million at Brock Osweiler.
Bro, John Good Elway idea. And Adam no, Gase like, have jobs. Is Brock even of in Peyton the Manning.
No, he's anymore? Not. He retired. He just straight retired. Up retired.
Goodness.
Joe Flacco is not on this list. We're replacing him with John Elway. GM John Elway. This is pathetic, man.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have that 2015 defense. He can't win with a bum quarterback anymore. No offense and to now, Peyton Manning, because Peyton Manning is a Hall of Famer, but gone. He was a bum that year. So, yeah, now Emmanuel Sanders is gone to the Patriots. So
49ers.
Sorry.
Does everybody assume that players go to the Patriots?
Yes. Mohamed Sanu went to the Patriots.
Hey, he's the GOAT. I'm not going to say why, but he's the GOAT. Just know he's the GOAT.
Goodness, the Nationals are running it up.
Yeah, fuck whatever. Man. For 1B, we have Marcus Mariota. Because do you know how bad you have to be to get benched for Ryan?
There's a 1B. Interesting.
You get benched Tannehill. For Ryan Tannehill. And then
what is it, breakout season that y'all are saying?
Ryan Tannehill breakout season. He makes Ryan Tannehill look good.
He's Ryan Tannehill's doing the baseball breakout season where it's like five. You play in the minors for like 4 years, and then it's like, all right, we can move him.
He's been playing with the Miami Dolphins in the NCAA for a while. They moved him up to the big leagues.
They may have made the college football playoffs once. Now. And I think Matt Moore was quarterback when they made the playoffs.
Oh. Yeah, because Tannehill got injured, so Matt Moore played in the playoffs.
And that was for the best.
Yeah, goodness.
Man, things you hate to see. Ryan Tannehill making other quarterbacks look bad. We got to go to 1A. I'm seeing ghosts, Sam Darnold.
I'm surprised Trubisky's.
I know, same. I thought he was near Trubisky at one.
We make fun of him enough. This is more an indictment on the combined knowledge of the Jets and the Monday Night Football crew. Why are you gonna mic up the poor 22-year-old quarterback, fresh off a mono, against the Patriots defense, and then the dumb shit he proceeds to say?
Against probably the greatest coach of any sport.
All right, go ahead and shut up now,
bro. Do you guys?
Am I wrong?
Yes, very wrong.
Oh, sorry. John Wooden knew how to told his players how to put their socks on correctly.
Fergie,
it doesn't matter. Oh, okay. I'll shut up.
Okay then. Yeah,
Fergie was a pretty good manager, including when you see how much of a shite club that team is now. They play tomorrow. The Europa League.
Third time, I guess.
Alay is at the wheel.
God, dude, Sam Darnold, you see him 1 week dealing against the Cowboys throwing 92-yard bombs. This dude couldn't complete a pass. Yeah, but
it's the Patriots.
The Patriots, this is the worst the Patriots have made a player look.
It's, and I genuinely do feel bad because it's a bad matchup. And then, like,
do you know? You feel so bad. I hate beating teams by this much. Ugh.
No, I mean, I like it, but I just feel bad.
Poor them. I hope they recover.
No. I feel bad for him that people had to hear him say that he sees ghosts because it's like you said, he's a 22-year-old. Like, he's still learning, and Adam Gase isn't doing him any favors.
Oh, God.
Adam Gase is a horrible head coach.
And dude, every time someone says Adam Gase, I just think of that press conference where his freaking eyes are like creepy as hell.
I think of the one where he's like pouting. He's talking about Sam Darnold. He's like, yeah, 14 has – he has mono.
Never forget that image. I forgot who put it up.
Oh, God.
Out with mononuclear. Oh, it was ESPN, Monday Night Football, when they played the Browns.
It's one where he was standing there holding the football out.
Mononucleitis.
That's almost as good as the Texas 2.89 GPA.
Hey, that's still the worst piece of content I've ever seen. They deserve all the slander. Darnold played the Patriots. Texas, they willingly
acknowledge that their football team is full of dumbasses. 2.89 is the highest they've ever had.
Oh, man, that was amazing.
2.89 gets you kicked off a lot of football teams.
2.5, man. Never forget, Michael Orr had to get a 2.5.
Oh, my Lord.
But
hey, the Jazz win.
All right. Hayden, you got your power rankings?
Ooh, hold on. Yes, I do. All right. Coming in at number 5, making their first appearance of the year, the Baltimore Ravens.
Ooh, good.
Yep. I mean, I debated between putting the 49ers here as well, but I kind of based this off, like, which team would beat. Like, when the teams are at their best, who would win? And I think the Ravens are better than the Niners. Baltimore is actually...
They were in the Super Bowl a few years ago with Joe Flacco.
Till the lights came off, and then...
And the other quarterback we don't talk about.
Yeah. But Baltimore is actually second place in terms of points per game in the whole NFL, averaging 30.6 points per game, which is pretty impressive. I didn't think they would be that high. But, I mean, it all goes to Lamar Jackson just balling out. And he might have passed Russell Wilson on the MVP list a couple days ago when they won.
So. I mean, winning in Seattle is pretty impressive. So, you know, you got to give him credit for that.
Yeah, exactly. And so number four, I still have the Chiefs on here. They still got the win against the Broncos with Matt Moore as the quarterback. Their defense, I mean, they're playing Joe Flacco, but 6 points for the Chiefs. Defense is pretty good. You don't normally see that against any team. So I still have the Chiefs on here. Of course, fully healthy. They're still really good. With Matt Moore, it'll be interesting to see how well they play with Matt Moore as their quarterback.
Wait, so we all fully expect Patrick Mahomes to not play this weekend.
No, I don't think he'll play him.
Which is a bummer because that would be an amazing quarterback. That would be great.
It would have been nice to see Mahomes versus Rodgers. Do you guys by any chance know when the Chiefs' bye week is?
I do not know.
Week 11? No. It's a week after next. Is it?
Theirs is week 12.
Week 12, okay.
So Kansas City also third in terms of points per game, averaging 28.9.
This is going to be a weird stretch. So they play the Packers and then the Vikings next. So it's going to be really interesting how that goes.
Yeah.
And then the Titans. So, Matt, I don't know. I mean, Andy Reid usually can make anybody look good, if we're being honest. So,
bro, that's two games I'd love to see Patrick Mahomes play against that Vikings defense. And, of course, just go head-to-head with Aaron Rodgers. That would have been awesome to see. It's disappointing. Freaking this season and quarterbacks getting hurt, it just sucks. So moving on to number three, the Packers stay put. They get a good win against the Raiders, the Raiders aren't the best, but you know, Aaron Rodgers balled out with his scrub wide receivers like he normally does. The Packers.
Jesus, it's 10-2. I'm so sorry. I was not aware of that.
Yeah, dude, it's bad. Packers defense does rank top 10 in terms of points per game, averaging, allowing only 19.9. And, you know, Nick can speak more on the Packers, but I like what they're seeing. And, of course, Aaron Rodgers is now back to
you.
What?
He said, I like what they're seeing.
I like what I'm seeing.
Okay.
And it seems like Aaron Rodgers is back. So, Nick, is there anything you want to say?
Man, 42 without Davante Adams? You love to see it.
How long is he going to be out for?
He's not going to play this week.
Oh, I heard he was questionable for this week, but
I mean, he was questionable 2 weeks ago too. He's not going to play this week.
Yeah, it's.
It will hang on. If Mahomes somehow plays this week, then Davante Adams will probably play. But if it's Matt Moore, they're probably going to say like, all right, no, we don't need Devontae. Go ahead and let him sit.
Question: Do y'all play Mahomes if you could against the Vikings? Not this week.
If you could, if he's healthy and able to play, then yeah, you play him.
If the injury risk is low, then yes.
Because the fact that he's practicing already is pretty. Well, it's been a week.
He did not practice. He attempted stationary passing attempts. Okay. Is what he did. He stood still and threw a football.
Yeah, and his O line hasn't been great. So,
without anybody rushing him, without no line in front of him. That is very different from practicing.
The Jacoby Brissett method. Because that offensive line is pretty good. I'm sorry for interrupting. Thanks.
Okay, moving on. Saints stay at number two. You know, they completely obliterated the Bears in their defense. Teddy Bridgewater doing what he needs to do. They got a bunch of talent on offense. They do need a second receiver, in my opinion. But, you know, Michael Thomas is still... doing the heavy lifting.
They do. They have him. Their second receiver is just injured right now.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know, man. The Saints, I have them second for a reason, because they're still amazing. And once Drew Brees comes back, they're going to be even
better. He might come back this week.
There's really? No point in him coming back this week.
There isn't, because he's playing the Cardinals. But if I'm being honest, you could technically bring him back to just get the feel of the game. He's not going to get rushed.
Well, actually, yeah. I think the Saints have a bye after this week.
They do.
You just wait? Just wait.
No, exactly. You could. That's my thing. It's like it really depends on how. I mean, he's Drew Brees, right? He's played enough games to where he doesn't need. So he doesn't really need to get he doesn't have to like get with rust or something like that. He doesn't have to deal with that. But if you want to play him, you know, test him out and see how he's feeling. Against the Cardinals isn't a bad. It's not a bad game. It could go either way. In my opinion,
well, hang on. I could see them I could see them making him active for the game, but not playing him. And if the Saints are blowing the Cardinals out, fucking throw him in on the last drive and let him get a little work.
I don't know. Yeah, I believe the Saints play the Falcons after the bye, so that could be better game to come back.
They have two really good get right games for Drew Brees. If
ooh,
really
Michael Thomas gonna fucking eat in that game.
Let me confirm.
I want to see 10 for 210 and two touchdowns.
Yeah, so they do play. They do play the Falcons after the bye, followed by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So, you know, he's got a couple games to get right after the bye week. So he definitely doesn't need to play.
Shout out to Michael Thomas for, you know, being the anchor to my fantasy team.
All right. What a right, number one, I'm
moving
gonna guess
on.
Is...
Number one, the New England Patriots.
Patriots, blah, blah, blah.
They're first in schedule. Points per game on offense and defense. And that's all I'm going to say about them. Nick, are we doing your...
Of course we are. Who he play for? All right. This is an I'm debating who to give this first one to. Johan.
Okay.
Drew Tranquil.
Wow. I have no idea.
I wouldn't know either.
Okay. I'm going to go with...
Hang, okay.
The Oakland Raiders.
No. You were... right division. He plays for the Chargers. Your damn undefeated pick. He's a rookie. Hang on.
Can I do an impromptu one?
No. Oh. Rookie linebacker, fourth round pick out of Notre Dame. Oh, all right.
Is it 11-2 now? It is. Yikes. To the Astros.
Okay, Hayden. Olamide Zaccheaus.
Oh, gosh. Olamide Zaccheaus?
I think that's how you say his last name.
See, this was rough because I'm literally – he doesn't play for the Panthers, so I have a 1 in 31 chance of getting this
does
right.
Does he? A 1 in what?
You can't be pulling – freaking practice squad players, okay?
Yeah, hang on. You have a what chance to get this right?
1 out of 31.
Okay, I thought you said 1 out of 30 for a second.
No. I'm going to go – say his name one more time.
Olamide Zaccheaus.
The Dolphins.
Nope, Falcons.
Damn it. Yeah, what position?
He's an offensive lineman.
Oh.
Johan.
You just keep on throwing offensive linemen. I'm not going to guess him.
Nate Hairston.
Nate Hairston. The Buffalo Bills.
Right division again. He plays for the Jets.
Fuck. That was going to be one of my picks. I was like, it could be the Jets, but I'm getting closer, man. I'm getting in the division.
Trayvon Williams.
Trayvon Williams?
You recognize the name, don't you?
Well, it seems like a common name. It does kind of ring a bell in a way. I don't know. Okay. I got to think here. It's probably an NFC team. I'm going to guess the...
Hang on. Wait, I have a question.
What?
Just by hearing his name, what makes you think he's probably an NFC player? I'm curious about that.
Because it sounds familiar, and I watch the NFC more than I watch the AFC. Okay. So that's my logic.
That's fair. Good logic.
You know, I'm going to... Shit. The Eagles.
Nope, place the Bengals.
Fuck.
All right. Man, let's hope we get one at some point.
We're over 12.
It's going to be very tough, Johan. The odds are against us.
I only Googled one of these players. I picked the other three out of my mind.
All right, time to move on to the pigskin pick'em.
Let's pick next week. I actually had a good week seven.
I got half the games right. Or maybe, I guess a little more, because eight is...
I got nine games right,
I got 10.
Oh, me and Hayden are tied.
Yeah, dude, I've been on a little bit of a cold streak after my hot start. The fact I got 13 in 1 week is insane. All right. The Thursday night matchup. The one we're all looking forward to. I'm probably not going to
watch. I really am. I'm so curious. This Atlanta
United Kirk Cousins. Plays, so I'm curious, but watch. Yeah, but I'll be watching Atlanta United.
Yeah, so Vikings, I think
hey, we're hopefully I win Vikings. One of those sweepstakes for tickets. I'm trying.
They would have already lost the winners, Hayden.
Fuck. Well, I tried.
Yeah, I did too.
But yeah, Vikings are winning. Now,
what's the line? Did you say?
Oh, yeah, let me go get that. I don't know why I forgot about that. Give me one second.
Hang on. I will pick the Vikings, even though I think it's going to be a decently high-scoring game.
The Vikings are 16-point favorites.
I was about to say, whatever the line is, I'm picking the under.
I'm just curious as to...
Well, you mean the Dalvin Cook game?
I'm taking the Redskins.
Okay. So here's my thing, right? I think we all... You're on drugs if you think the Vikings are losing.
Yeah.
But my question is the method of the win, right? So do they let Kirk Cousins continue to gain confidence by playing well, or do they just play it safe and let Dalvin Cook win it?
I think it's going to be both because the Redskins don't have a defense.
Yeah. Also, Thielen's out. That's going to be interesting. It's a fine game for him to be out.
Yeah.
So they're lucky on injuries aren't good, but they kind of dodged a bullet this week.
If anybody out there has Terry McLaurin on their fantasy team, you better fucking play him.
A lot of garbage time points, probably.
this dude's going to be getting points all game. I'm looking for 20.
Moving on.
I'll officially say I'm picking the Vikings.
Seahawks come to Atlanta.
Next.
And the Falcons are 3.5-point underdogs. So Seahawks, 3.5-point favorites on the road. Matt Schaub might be starting. The Falcons might play Matt Ryan. I don't see the point in it.
You got to take the Saints on this line, by the way. Or not the Saints, the Seahawks on this line, by the way.
Yeah.
They're going to absolutely destroy the Falcons. Russell Wilson's going to go off, and I'm happy because he's on my fantasy team.
A get-right game. As if he needed it.
Bro, I'm excited for this one.
Yeah, I'm taking the Seahawks in this one.
Yeah, I think is that three unanimous picks? Oh, no, two unanimous picks in a row?
That's six unanimous picks.
Yeah, I'd also like to point out. These are like. These aren't Kirk
Cousins. We need to start keeping track of our unanimous games and seeing how they go.
Yeah, we could. We got two so far, so.
So next, the Eagles play the Bills. The Eagles are. Or the Bills are 1.5-point favorites at home, which kind of, that seems like a fair line. What do you guys think?
This one's kind of tough. Like we said earlier, we don't really trust the Bills. The Eagles, of course, is battling a bunch of injuries, and Aguilar doesn't like diving for footballs anymore. So
even like leaving his feet,
bro. I hope he got called out for that by his coaches because that was some shit right there.
Yeah,
second time he's missed a catchable pass.
Except but this one he just didn't even try. He was like, yeah. Nope. I don't know. I'm picking the Bills.
Oh, shoot. Dave and Buster's giving out power cards on their phones. That's so nice. I'm so sorry. I'm just watching a commercial. That's so cool.
All right, so technology. The Chargers and Bears.
Ooh, I guess I could turn to ESPN.
Wait, I never got to pick. Who'd y'all pick?
I didn't hear Nick pick.
I picked the Bills.
Okay.
I picked Hayden. the Bills as well.
Looks like we're having another unanimous
See,
pick.
See, this is the one where I get worried because this is actually like a kind of a 50-50 game. We're all picking the same team.
It is. And the thing is that, they're set, like the Eagles secondary is bad. The issue is that it's not like the Bills quarterback is going to punish them for it. But I think that
bet the Eagles, guys, since we're all picking the Bills.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Bills, but if I'm not going to be stunned if the Eagles win. Next up, Chargers Bears. The Bears are 4.5-point favorites at home.
It's wild to think these teams were playoff teams a year ago, and now look where they're at.
It's wild to think that these two, well, one of them was a Super Bowl contender at some point in the preseason.
Yeah, didn't the Chargers have the second best record in the AFC last year?
I think so. I think they
Because they only got wild card because they played in the same division as the Chiefs.
Yeah. They won the second matchup with the Chiefs.
Yeah. You know, this game,
what was that, two-point conversion?
I'll let you guys pick first. Oh, yeah.
God, I don't fucking know, man.
There's a crazy comeback, if I remember correctly, too. But yeah, Johan, you go first. Since you're indecisive, and I need to decide as well. You go ahead.
I'm struggling to pick just because I think that, you know, it's Mitchell Trubisky and he's bad, but you know.
This seems to be a shit show. Oh my god.
I'm gonna take the Bears at home though.
Nick, you have any idea who you want? Or who you
I'm probably pick? Gonna pick the Bears just because they're at home. And that's about it.
God, dude, I just don't – I want to pick the Chargers, but then I think about what the Chargers did against the Titans, and it's like the Chargers can't beat anyone. They couldn't even beat a Pittsburgh Steelers team with their third-string quarterback in. But I don't want to pick the Bears because their offense is just inept. But, you know, I guess I'm going to pick the Bears. I'm going to pick the Bears.
Is that another unanimous pick?
Yeah, it is.
What is going on here?
But don't bet on the Chargers. Don't bet on this game. This
if you want to bet on one thing, it's that Philip Rivers is going to have that near comeback. That near comeback he has every single game.
Yeah, that's true.
And then Giants, go ahead.
I was going to say, and then they lose in epic fashion.
Yeah, Giants go to Detroit, visit the Lions. Lions 7-point favorites, and I'm taking. Oh wait, no, my bad.
You jumped ahead.
I was reading off the score. I was reading off the app. Okay, Bengals visit the Rams. Okay, no, who cares?
The Rams. Bengals visit the Rams.
Look at Jared Goff.
This is in London, by the way.
Okay, across the pond.
What?
But it doesn't really matter.
Those the Bengals... poor London people have to watch the Bengals play.
Yeah, we only send our best.
The Rams are 13-point favorites, by the way.
Gosh, shout out to the teams that the people in England have had to watch. The Bears.
They got to see that Bucks game.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
With Winston just
playing the like Bengals. Trash. Oh, God.
Has London ever had a good game? Has there ever been a good
game? Okay, there was one. Last year they tried to schedule a good game between, I think it was the Jags and the Eagles. But, of course, both teams ended up not living up to expectations.
And you feel bad. You got to feel bad because Mexico City probably would have had game of the year had their field conditions not been trash.
Yeah, and there actually hasn't been two winning teams play in London yet. So, that goes to show, man.
Yep, like Nick said a second ago, we can only send our best.
But yeah, Rams.
It's going to be unanimous again.
But this one makes sense.
No.
Did Zach Taylor work with McVay at all? Is there anything?
Yeah, Zach Taylor was QB coach.
Oh, QB coach. You're right. Maybe the defense figures it out, man. Maybe he knows. I'm kidding. No, I'm gonna shut up. All right, moving on. The Broncos is the Colts. The Colts are 6-point favorites.
Damn, there are a lot of shitty games.
Assuming there's gonna be another unanimous pick here.
Yeah.
God, yeah. The 1 o'clock slate is terrible. I don't know what game I'm gonna watch.
All right.
I guess maybe I'll watch the Falcons get pummeled.
The Giants
say the Colts. Okay.
Okay. All right. Next up, the Giants play the Lions.
The Lions. They've lost three.
Lions
straight,
are
right?
7-point or favorites.
Three straight.
Yeah, they're not. They're not
against really good teams, though.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the Lions in this one.
God, I will too.
I'm also taking the Lions.
Jeez, man! All these unanimous picks. One of these is bound to go wrong, and it's for sure the
all
Eagles
of them are
going to
go wrong.
Oh, man. All right. Moving on, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers face the Tennessee Titans.
This is where
Titans
it's not
going
to be.
2.5-point
favorites.
See,
for
at
some
home.
Reason, I'm confident in the Bucs in this game. I don't know
why. I was going to say, yeah, I'm with you. This has a Jameis Winston get right game written all over it.
Dude, like, I'm honestly so confident in this game. I don't know why. I shouldn't be because it's Jameis Winston. But, like, I'm picking the Bucs easily.
By the way, the Bucs are 4th in points scored this season.
They are, yeah.
In points per game. So, you know, Derrick Henry's going to struggle in this one because the Buccaneers, for some reason, have a pretty good running
defense.
It's wild.
They're the
only team that can shut down
Christian McCaffrey.
They're the number one run defense, and I don't know about y'all, but putting it in the hands of Ryan Tannehill does not sound appealing to me. This has Marcus Mariota.
You don't believe in the Ryan Tannehill breakout season?
I wish.
You don't believe?
Not this game. Not this game. I think we could keep it going after this.
Well, guess what? I'm picking the Titans.
Oh, shit. So me and Hayden have the Bucks, and you have – okay. There it is. Well, we continue it back again. Cardinals, Saints. No, sorry. The 3-3-1 Cardinals. 500. So – I'm taking the Saints though. Let me look it up. The line is, why isn't it showing up? Is this a 1 p.m.? It is, huh? Saints are 9.5-point favorites. That's disrespectful. In the dome, too.
I think it's gonna be closer than 9. But really? I'm not taking the Cardinals. So
I'm picking the Saints.
Another unanimous pick.
Lulu, I'm looking for that Michael Thomas 50-point bomb.
Unless Johan's being bold.
I already said the Cardinals are losing this.
Oh, okay. So, another unanimous pick. There's only been one that we've disagreed on.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
I'm assuming that trend's going to continue.
Jets, Jags. I'm taking the Jags. Actually, I'll make it interesting. I'm taking the Jets this one.
No, this to me seems like a game where Sam Darnold's going to go out there and impress again.
Oh, man, you guys might have convinced me. I don't know. I was, like, leaning Jags the whole time. I'm gonna stick with it, though. I'm going to stick with the Jags. Minshew's going to get right.
The Minshew.
So did you guys officially pick the Jets, both of you?
Yeah, I'm taking the Jets in this one.
I'm taking the Jags, but I'm not confident in that.
All right. Are you guys ready? Finally, a good game. The Panthers versus the 49ers.
Is it really a good game?
Compared to the rest of these shit shows, yeah. You got the line? I think it's 5.5. Cardinals. Or not 49ers.
1 second. Shit. Sorry, I zoned out. Panthers 49ers. It is a 5.5-point line.
Okay, so it didn't change.
49ers are favorites.
I'm interested in hear what you guys say before I go, so I'll let you guys go ahead and start off.
I'm just going to pick the 49ers.
Oh, just straight up like that. All right.
Yep.
Johan?
I'm going to take the Niners in this one.
All right. Well, I'm going to be completely biased and pick the Panthers. I still don't trust the 49ers fully. And Kyle Allen's 4-0, so, you know, let's give him to 5-0. I think it's going to be a close game. I think this game, if I had to bet on it, I'd pick the 49ers. But, you know, I'm going to be biased and go with my Panthers. So, all right.
I need y'all to take over for a sec.
All right. The national game with Tony Romo on the call. The New England Patriots versus the Cleveland Browns. I would ask Johan for the line, but he just left. I think it's 10 points in favor of the Patriots. He's going to want us to stall in this game, which I'm trying to do, but, you know, I think it's quite clearly the Patriots that are going to win this.
Fucking next.
We're assuming Johan's picking the Patriots. I don't know why he picked the Browns in this game. I don't know where he went. So do you think the Patriots defense will feast on the Browns?
Yep.
All right. You know, Johan, screw it. You're done. You're probably picking the Patriots, too. So wherever he went, he's picking the Patriots. Going on to the next 425 game, the Houston Texans versus the Oakland Raiders. This game's a little interesting. Nick, what do you think?
Texans.
I'm going to pick the Texans.
Johan's done nothing to earn my time. Waiting for him.
I'm trying, Johan, okay? You're probably not going to re-listen to this, but I am trying to stall a little bit. The Raiders, I don't trust. The Texans, I also don't trust. But, you know, Texans, they lose a game, they win a game, they lose a game, and they're going to win this game, especially against the Raiders at home. So, go ahead and put the check mark there. We're getting on to our next game now, which is a bummer because it should be Patrick Mahomes versus Aaron Rodgers, but we have the Matt Moore-led Chiefs versus the Green Bay Packers on Sunday Night Football. Kansas City Chiefs are playing at home. I believe the Packers are 4.5-point favorites, if I remember correctly. Nick, you're just going to go ahead and pick the Packers?
Yep.
Do you think this game's close at all?
If Mahomes, I mean, I think it'll be like a 14, 13-point game.
Do you think it's high scoring? I mean, I'm interested to see what Matt Moore does with all the mid-range scoring that the Chiefs have. And it'd be, if Patrick Mahomes is playing this game, we could see how good the Packers defense is actually too. But, you know, the NFL just, we can't have good things, apparently. So, yeah, I'm going to pick, I think this game is like a 7-point game. The Chiefs, probably Matt Moore turns the ball over late in the game and just like rips out all the fans' hearts with like a drive at the end. But I'm going to go ahead and pick the Packers. Oh, gosh.
The Monday night game. No. It's a beauty.
Yeah, Monday night game. Goodness gracious. The Pittsburgh Steelers versus Miami Dolphins. I don't know what the NFL
is. I'm back. I'm so sorry.
We went ahead and picked for you.
Yeah. So. All right. So I pick 49ers, Patriots, Texans, Packers. Actually,
okay, we're on the Monday night game right now, so
I'll take the Chiefs.
Interesting. You can lose that one, but okay.
I probably will, but and Steelers.
For some reason, I want to say the Dolphins get their first win.
Miami has the Dolphins.
I don't know
the
why.
Football team.
I kind of, you know what? I'm going to get saucy with my Monday night pick again. The Dolphins win their first game on Monday Night right. Football. It's going to be a shit show. It's going to be like, I don't know. We're going to say like awkward score 18 to 14. I don't know if that's a score, Gami.
Hayden, help me out with this.
Yeah.
In your honest opinion, okay. Unbiased, because I...
Unbiased, okay. I'll try.
I'm not playing you in fantasy. Would you play Mason Rudolph as your starting quarterback in fantasy for this game?
Over who?
I think at the moment I have Teddy Bridgewater, just because there's nobody on our waiver wire that I really want to play. My other options are... Mason Rudolph or Jameis Winston. Actually, let me do something real quick. I'm just going to add Jameis. Never mind. That's all. But, I think the Dolphins are going
to
play. Like, cause
shout to me when I had Jameis Winston on my team.
I'll give the Steelers credit that their defense is what? I think they average like 4 sacks a game. They can get to the quarterback, and the Dolphins are pretty pathetic at every area of the game. So, you know, we saw the Steelers kind of embarrass the Chargers a few weeks ago on Sunday Night Football. And I think that I think that if you could embarrass the Chargers, not that they're not as bad as the Dolphins. So I think that this is going to be a pretty bad game.
But yeah, Joanne, if you want my opinion from the number one team in our league,
you're right.
I would say start Teddy Bridgewater. That's what I would do.
That's what I'm going to do if Drew Brees doesn't play. Hayden, now, I know that I didn't really give you time to prepare.
Oh, okay.
But we haven't really done any NBA things. Do you think you could do some NBA awards off the top of your head?
Ooh, off the top of my head. Like, what kind of – like, we just going, like, MVP?
The general ones where it's, like, MVP, coach of the year. Stuff like that. Or rookie of the year.
MVP. Rough, let's start off with MVP. I could try. I'll let you go ahead and go first. Because I haven't put much thought to this.
I think Giannis, in my opinion. I've been struggling a lot with – I really would like to see Joel Embiid win it. I think it'd be – you know, I think he's really good big man. The thing is that he just – it's injuries, bro. But he's really good. It's just injuries worry me. When it comes to Joel Embiid, that's my main issue with him. And I just don't know if he's healthy enough to be able to play and be an MVP.
You know, for me, I'm going to go with Anthony Davis. I think he finally has another superstar on his team to where he won't be double teamed all the time in the paint. They're going to have to focus on LeBron too. Anthony Davis is also, he also has to stay healthy. He normally doesn't play. He got injured last year. I don't know if it was a legit injury, but it seems like every year he's dealing with something. But now that he's on a good team, Anthony Davis, I could see him winning the MVP this year. And I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Okay. Rookie of the year.
Okay. Okay, well, this is the thing. How is the injury to Zion going to affect the votes?
Because it's, I think, 6 to 8 weeks.
Clearly, if Zion was playing the full season, Zion would be both of our picks, right?
Yeah.
But since Zion's not playing, let's just say, I'm going to say Zion still wins it. I hate to be that guy, but I'm going to say Zion still wins it, even with the injury. If I'm not picking Zion, I'm going to be biased and say Kobe White on the Chicago Bulls, because I love Kobe White, played for UNC. So, yeah, that'd be – but Zion would be my pick still, even with the injury.
So, I think mine is more of a dark horse pick.
Interesting.
But I think that with his injury, with Zion being out, I think it'll give him a little bit of, you know, a case. Tyler Hero, I think, could win it.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think that
the sharpshooter.
Yeah, I think that Miami has a team to where you know, I think they're built to have a rookie kind of, you know, be good. They have a talented team with Winslow and Adebayo and, you know, Jimmy Buckets. But yeah, I think that Tyler Hero could probably I think he could win it. Including right now that, you know, Jimmy's just not playing, so.
Also, I want to give a shout-out to PJ Washington on the Hornets. He hit, like, 6 threes tonight, which was awesome. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
Do you think you can do Coach of the Year?
I could do Coach of the Year. I have one in mind. It's probably the obvious one, but Doc Rivers for the Los Angeles Clippers, I think, is the pretty clear choice, unless they want to go with Frank Vogel for the Lakers. But I mean, the Clippers are probably going to be the team from last year that improves the most based on their talent. And Doc Rivers is a really good coach. And of course, he led the Celtics to their successful seasons. And now Doc Rivers has a really good team again. So I think for me, he's the favorite to win.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, Paul George is kind of hurt, but they played really well yesterday. You know, that their bench is they're a deep team. They're a scary team. I think they're the opposite of the Lakers, where the Lakers have stars, but they don't have the depth, while the Clippers have stars, but they have the depth. It's not all on Kawhi. It's kind of like how the Raptors were, where it wasn't, you know, you could have Kawhi, but, you know, you had Pascal Siakam put up some big games, and same with Kyle Lowry and Fred VanVleet. So I think Kawhi's been playing really well. It's going to be really nice for Kawhi, including Paul George being out and him having his injury issues. So, and if we're being honest, I don't know how many of us thought that Doc was really that great of a coach. I mean, those Celtics teams are pretty good, but they had, you know, KG, Ray Allen, you know, KG's in his prime, and Paul Pierce is still really good.
I mean, he was widely considered to be one of the best coaches in the NBA, though, at that
yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think now, like, last year, you know, the Clippers had been having some down years and everything. And I think, you know, losing Chris Paul, you lose Blake Griffin, you lose DeAndre Jordan, all the guys that you'd been winning with. Last year, they didn't really have a star. I mean, unless you want to consider you want to make Lou Will a star. But, you know, they had a team that had a great defense. And it seemed, yeah, I think that the clip that you know, I agree with you.
I mean, this year's going to be fun. There's legitimately, there's a bunch of teams that could actually win this year, which is awesome, because normally it's just one team, and it's the Warriors. It kind of sucks though for the defending champions, the Raptors. I don't see how they can win the championship this year. Pascal Siakam, he got that pretty big contract extension, but, you know, he's not ready to lead a team yet. I mean, I think the Raptors' ceiling in the East is probably a 4 or 5 seed getting into the second round. That's what I would
say. Yeah, but I still think that, you know, VanVleet, Siakam, they're all young. So, I mean,
they have a chance to develop, but this year's not the year for them.
Yeah, it's not. But I think in the words of the great Michael Jordan, the ceiling is the roof. So,
epic.
But yeah, and let's do finals picks. Who do you got?
So for my finals pick, everyone's really high on the 76ers, but I have Milwaukee coming out of the East. I think Giannis has a great season. You had him for MVP. He's probably second place for me on my MVP list. You know, I like the Bucks. They got rid of Malcolm Brogdon, though, which kind of sucks. He was a really good player for them. But, you know, The East is better, but I really only see the 76ers as the biggest challenge to the Bucks. But I don't think the Sixers are good enough to end up beating the Bucks.
It truly depends on the Celtics, really.
And
Kyrie put up 50 and they lost, so they're a little iffy.
And honestly, but I didn't know that Giannis's brother was on the Milwaukee Bucks. I guess I missed that.
I think one of his brothers is on the Lakers, too.
Okay, what are his three brothers? There's Giannis and looks like
Thanasis something like that. And then let me look up the other one.
Because Thanasis, I don't think I've heard of him before.
Kostas.
Kostas.
One of them played for the Knicks. I think it was Thanasis was the one that played.
But I mean,
so you said the Bucks and then Bucks, who else?
And then I'm gonna go with the Lakers coming out of the West.
We both have the same pick.
It's very, very tough because I really hope there's a Clippers and Lakers Western Conference Finals. That'd be insane. A Western Conference Finals in the same arena would just be incredible. And I mean, a lot of those nights it would be a neutral site. Probably mostly when the Clippers are playing at home, not the Lakers, but it's still a cool sight to see. I have the Lakers winning that game. I think it's going to take a little bit for the Lakers to become the juggernaut that they're going to be eventually. And of course,
there's a lot of meshing.
Yeah, that needs definitely to happen. And the Clippers are going to be really good. This is probably going to be like a 7-game series. This might be more competitive than the finals. But I would have the Lakers, of course, beating the Clippers in that matchup.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. I think that Philly ends up losing to Milwaukee. And I think it's going to be really chalk because I think that the Lakers, Clippers, Sixers, and Bucks are just – I think that they're the elite teams. I mean, even though the NBA is kind of wide open this year, I think that they're truly elite teams.
I'm very interested to see how the Warriors do with just Steph Curry, of course, D'Angelo Russell. But I think that's going to be so much fun to watch because Steph Curry, before he got Kevin Durant and all of them, was just like balling out, dropping so many points. So we're going to see that Steph Curry again.
It's going to be ugly defensively, though. Dude, I'll tell you that. It's going to be like 120 to 100.
It's
going
to be so much fun to watch, though. It's going to be amazing. Steph Curry's going to go back to launching his like mid-court three-pointers that just go in. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah. And I think that for me, like, I think Bucks, Lakers, I think that the Lakers win in six. I think that Giannis is going to be a beast, but, you know, yeah, like you were saying, the Lakers, they're gonna look different in a few months. And I think that Kuzma's going to come back once that team gets all put together. I think that's when they'll, you know, start.
I'm going to be honest. Before just a few seconds ago, I had the Milwaukee Bucks winning in six. But I kind of changed my mind because looking at just like how the matchups would work in this series, like LeBron and Anthony Davis can definitely both team up to shut down Giannis. And you shut down Giannis, I really don't like what I see from the rest of the Milwaukee Bucks to beat the Lakers. So, I mean,
I still think that it's going to be rough because you're going to have what? Dwight Howard coming out to defend Brooke Lopez on threes, and that's going to be weird. It's the Bucks have an interesting team to where they have some pretty good shooters around Giannis.
Yeah, they got Middleton.
And then Brooke Lopez for some reason shoots threes, but he's successful at it. So
shout out to the Milwaukee series. Bucks. They have two sets of brothers on the same team. Look at that, keeping the family together. I like the Lakers in seven. So that's where I would go. I think the Lakers would have home court in this series as well. No, I take that back. Never mind. Ignore what I just said. It would be Milwaukee Bucks with home court because
I was going to say, I think that Milwaukee's going to be the overall one.
Yeah, it would literally just go against everything I said because the Lakers are going to have to mesh well together. They're going to have to start getting their chemistry down. So, yeah.
All right. Well, that's the fifth quarter podcast. That's the end of the episode. Nick kind of, I think, he disconnected, but
you don't want to hear his basketball takes, though. So it's probably best that he left.
Yeah. All right. Well, have a good night, guys. Well, not, I said have a good night.
Whenever you listen to this, whenever you listen to the night, you know, have a good day.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Have a great weekend. Watch all these sports, World Series, basketball's back.
Atlanta United.
And, you know, Atlanta United in football. So
maybe another Atlanta team can disappoint us. We'll see.
Hey, man, Seahawks, Falcons. So.
Oh, goodness.
I think the Atlanta Swarm and the Atlanta Gladiators going on. So, you know.
Shut up.
Georgia Swarm, sorry. In Shut case up. You want to watch other Atlanta sports. So, is Georgia on a bye week this week, or who do they play?
They're on a bye week.
Okay. No, so, no more disappointment.
Well, no more disappointment for now.
You have no response. But, yeah. All right, guys. It's been another episode of the Fifth Quarter Podcast. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you all next week.